This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The CARES Act that was signed into law on March 27th provides emergency assistance for people, tribes, and businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The law includes $8 billion for tribes and urban Indian communities. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with U.S. Senator Tina Smith about provisions for Native communities. Smith represents Minnesota and serves on the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs.
So I've read a few reports that say the original bill didn't include any provisions for tribes. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. When we were negotiating this big CARES Act package, there was good, strong bipartisan negotiation. The National Congress of American Indians was pushing for significant resources, and I was in close touch also with tribes. And then what happened was Senator McConnell, the majority leader, kind of cut short those negotiations and put forth a package that didn't include any of the things that we've been talking about. And at that point, the Democrats all refused to agree to go forward until we got a better bill. And the bill that we finally passed unanimously included explicit provisions to help tribal governments. Like all compromises, this is not perfect, but will be a step in the right direction.
Got it. Now, I'm looking at the process. It sounds like the BIA determines how much each tribe will get, and the leadership of the tribe needs to basically submit a proposal outlining virus-related expenditures.
What is most important is that we have got to have meaningful government-to-government consultation as the decisions are made for how these funds are going to be distributed. All of the Minnesota tribes have elected to shut down their casino operations, which then, of course, is not only a major source of employment, but it also is a major source of revenue for their tribal governments. So that creates this double hit for folks living in Indian country and a double challenge for tribal governments to try to address.
You know, I was looking at that. I know there's small business loans. If you employ 500 people or less, like the gas stations, the convenience stores that are sometimes on trust lands, but the casinos, there's just no help for them currently.
Well, first, you're absolutely right. Smaller, under 500 businesses on tribal land, what it says is that if you keep your employees hired, you can get basically a forgivable loan. Essentially, it's a grant for up to 8 weeks of your business expenses, wages, rent, utilities, those kind of operating expenses. So that's a significant benefit for smaller businesses.
That will go directly to tribes, not like filter through the states or any county.
That goes directly to tribes. And of course, that's really important because not only does it take longer if it filters through counties, but then sometimes things happen. And we expect those dollars to start flowing in the next week or two.
You mentioned urban Indian programs. You know, a lot of these agencies have billable services and they're not meeting their clients or students. And so is there relief for these folks and these organizations?
The same programs I was describing that would help tribal businesses also can help nonprofit organizations. And of course, tribal members can expect to get the direct cash payment that is a part of this big CARES package as well, which is $1,200 for each adult and $500 for each child who is 17 or younger. And it also includes, of course, seniors, which is a really important. Seniors will be able to get those direct payments just as they get their Social Security payments. So those are all really important benefits. I believe, however, that this is something that we're going to have to continue to work on as we move forward. There'll be other pieces of legislation, I have no doubt, because of the seriousness of this challenge.
That's great. Urgency really seems to be a key piece of all of this, doesn't it?
Well, it is so important because what we have really experienced here is sort of a catastrophic public health and economic earthquake that struck so suddenly. And this COVID-19 virus layers over, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years of trauma. And that is why I feel so personally responsible for doing everything I can to make sure that there's urgency here, that we act out of respect and humility, and that we truly honor our trust and treaty obligations.
Senator Smith says the guidelines for applying for funds should be released by the Bureau of Indian Affairs this week. This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.